bureaucracy is the art of making the possible impossible, or so the saying goes, which brings us to India. That country is undergoing economic reform even as its gigantic government bureaucracy continues to employ millions of civil servants. As NPR's Philip Reeves describes in this reporter's notebook, some of those government workers are masters at making people jump through hoops.
These days, you can't buy much with 1 rupee. A couple of boiled candies, perhaps. 1 rupee's worth about 2 cents. That doesn't go far, even in India. But it's amazing how much trouble 1 rupee can cause. The other day, our utilities bill arrived. Electricity's a sore point in New Delhi. Despite its rapidly expanding economy, India still can't generate enough power to keep the lights on round the clock in its capital. Even so, we'd run up a big bill, trying to keep cool in the sweltering summer months. We owed a bucket load of rupees, 19,923 to be precise. There's the problem. We weren't precise. We pay these bills by banker's draft. This time there was a mix-up. The draft said 19,922 rupees. It was short by 2 boiled candies. In the gloom of the New Delhi Municipal Corporation, amid the bundles of yellowing paper, the cobwebs and whirring fans, such matters are taken seriously. No, we couldn't pay the missing 1 rupee in cash, said the clerk behind the desk. In fact, he wouldn't accept the banker's draft at all. So it was back across town to the bank. There, the clerk behind the desk was amused enough, but he said there was another problem. He couldn't just issue a new banker's draft, we'd have to cancel the old one first. That would mean writing the bank a letter. It would be better, he said, to go back across town to the municipal corporation and plead with them. The supervisor back at the corporation was grim-faced. This was evidently most irregular. Finally, he relented. With a flourish of his pen, he signed a piece of paper. Then, with an air of some importance, stamped it. Just this once, the corporation would make an exception. The offending 1 rupee would be carried forward. Of course, he explained, we couldn't give him the draft right away. We'd have to come back the next day, stand in line again, and hand the piece of paper he had given to us back to him then. Thankfully, that bill's now paid. In my house, the lights are on, at least most of the time. We're eagerly waiting to settle our 1 rupee debt. And we're waiting even more eagerly for this booming, brilliant country to unravel itself from its engulfing web of red tape. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.